have on the line. I have on the line Cameron Menzies. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm awfully well, but sadly, we never got to see you over the weekend. We had planned, but circumstances changed, unfortunately.
Yes, yes, all good, as they do.
As they do, absolutely. Firstly, good morning, because how long are you in Ireland, by the way? Because you're Chief Artistic Director of Northern Ireland Opera, but how long have you been with us?
I moved here in March 2021. So in the complete lockdown, I arrived.
Good man, yeah. Wise move.
Yes, no one thought so at the time, but I've proved them wrong.
But as I said, it's a long way to come. But your background is musical theatre and everything, so you've been involved in this world for some time, I expect.
Yes, yes. I've been working in all sorts of different forms of the art form, but yeah. I've been working since I was about 18 in the industry, so only for about a couple of years.
All right. So you're a young fella, so the picture they gave me is the wrong one. Well, anyway, look, it's nice to have you on the program, because obviously we would have been face-to-face had we had a chance to come and see Traviata. By all accounts, it was marvellous on Saturday night.
I'm probably quite biased, but it really was.
That's perfectly fine that you can be biased. Good man. Because as well as you're on to sell it. So tell me, how did it all go?
Look, it went really, really well. We had a full house at the Grand Opera House in Belfast, and it was a real, really great buzz, because it's the first time opera's been back since it was renovated, and obviously since before COVID. So it was a beautiful night in the theatre, and, you know, very extraordinarily, we had a six-minute standing ovation. So that doesn't happen every night in the theatre.
No, it doesn't. And the renovation, I wasn't aware that the Opera House is being renovated in Belfast. Tell me, what have they done to it? Are you aware what they've done to it?
Well, all the foyer spaces and all the spaces for bars and things have all been completely renovated. I never saw it before, but yes, everyone tells me it's much improved and it's very beautiful in there now. And then they've done all the restoration in all the Frank Matcham Theatre in the auditorium, all the gold, all the plaster work, all the paintings. I mean, it's just such a vibrant space now.
Oh, yeah, I haven't been for a few years, but my memory of it is that it was, you know, it was always stunning, because it's, again, you know, an opera house right in the heart of Belfast. Obviously, it's going to be beautiful anyway, and it's very much the centre of the cultural life of the city. But anyway, I'm sure you're enjoying it. Now, you're doing four performances altogether, isn't that right?
We are, yes.
So you've another show tonight, and then Thursday, and then Saturday.
Exactly. Yes.
Absolutely. Now, I noticed Noah Stewart. He's no stranger to us. He's been with us over the years. Noah Stewart was performing as well, the great tenor. I expect he was brilliant, was he?
He really was. Look, Noah brings such an honesty to his singing and such a beautiful presence to the stage. And he was our Rodolfo when we did a Boheme last year in the Carlisle Memorial Church. He was our Rodolfo, and that's when I first met him. But he's a wonderful colleague and just such a beautiful artist. And he brings such a freshness and such a hot head to Alfredo. It works very well.
Yeah, he's quite something. It was Carol Sullivan he was with when he was here, the late Carol Sullivan, God rest her. And he was terrific. But he's full of personality, isn't he? He's full of life, full of get up and go, as we call it.
He certainly is. He's a great colleague to work with, and you know, he brings himself to the room, so, you know, it's wonderful.
And tell me, you were saying a six-minute standing ovation. People must have been thrilled to be able to go to the opera again in the Opera House. It must have been, I know you haven't been in the Opera House as such up to now, but for people who were there, it must have been quite an occasion.
It was. I mean, for me, it was my debut in the Grand Opera House here in Belfast as well. But, you know, like it felt like a return. And, you know, one person commented to me, it was the night that Belfast fell back in love with opera. So, you know, it was a lovely night. And I think people came to enjoy themselves, and people came out. And as I said, it was a full house. And it just, you know, we sort of lifted the roof off in a way that was really extraordinary, I think very special at the moment.
Yeah. So now you're on Thursday and Saturday as well as tonight. But what other plans have you got now? Because you must be settling into the CEO position at this stage, because now you've got a success under your arm. Away you go, I presume.
Yes, well, I mean, we've got some great plans to do some more interesting things. We want to get out of Belfast and start touring around Northern Ireland more, and that's in process. You know, I'm very interested in touring kind of very intimate pieces and intimate shows so that we can kind of create that touring track again and get audiences back engaged with us. And, you know, we've done a lot of outreach work as well. We've had over 1,000 kids actually through the Opera House during our...
Tell me about this, because one of my colleagues here was telling me you invited them into the theatre. Is that the idea?
So as we were doing the get in and putting the show in the mornings, we had sessions. So it was like dancing sessions and singing sessions and storytelling sessions for young people. There was and then for the dress rehearsal, we invited over 600 guests to join us for an open dress rehearsal, and they're all our community partners and social engagement partners. So it was a free event for them to come and experience something fresh and exciting.
That's a very interesting idea. Did you bring that from Australia? Is that where that idea came from? That's a great idea.
It is something that I've done in Australia, but it was also part of a company. They've done it previously before COVID as well, and it was just lovely to re-engage with that program again because, you know, the need is there and people want to come in and experience something they haven't before.
Yeah, but it's really clever and obviously bringing in school children, community groups, whatever, who may not necessarily be part of any opera world, if you like, to bring them into that environment is a great idea. That's just brilliant. And open the door to them. It's great.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of programs that we run in order to sort of keep ourselves in the community and keep talking to people. And, you know, I've started a chorus program as well. We've been working with 28 young singers, young and sort of middle-aged singers around from Northern Ireland. And we work with them and have worked with them since March and given them coaching sessions, Italian sessions, you know, choreography sessions to try and create this sense of a real opera chorus. And you know, that's been amazing because, you know, if you don't know Traviata, the curtain goes out and the chorus is on stage. So you need a beautiful chorus.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's hard to believe, isn't it? It's from the mid-1850s that this first went on stage. It's mad, isn't it?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. How does music live? I'm always astonished by it, how far back some of it goes, and yet we go and we see it, and we're mesmerised every time. It's amazing. Now, look, so how are you adapting then to life in Belfast now that, as a fella said, now that you have a proper job? Because up to now, you've been kind of sitting on a fence, I expect, smoking your pipe, wondering what the next plan was. But now that you're firmly ensconced, are you enjoying it? Because it's a very different place to Australia, where you've come from.
It is. I moved from Melbourne to come directly into Belfast. And obviously when I turned up, it was a little bit desolate because it was such lockdown. But I'm loving it. You know, the restaurants here, the food is great in Belfast. There's some amazing restaurants.
And there's no need to bring that up just because we didn't get there.
You'll have to come for dinner later on.
Yeah, we'll pop up this evening.
There's a really great music scene as well, not just classical music, but there's, you know, it's so lovely to experience a lot of traditional music here. And
yeah.
You know, there's a real vibrancy that is in Belfast that it's lovely and it's also fresh to me. So it's like it's like an adventure every day.
Yes, of course it is. Of course it is. Well, listen, I hope to come and with me gang and annoy you in the not too distant future.
Please do.
Traviata sadly will be over, but hopefully we'll get to meet up and maybe have a conversation. And you can show us some of these fine restaurants. That'll be the trick.
Absolutely.
That'd be a trick. Well, listen, the very best of luck tonight and Thursday and Saturday at the Traviata at the Grand Opera House, the brand new Grand Opera House, if you will. Cameron, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.